This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the incredible developments that affect your life and affect your view of the universe. And today, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. That's right, because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phone and make that call and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. I mean, how often do you get a chance to talk to a scientist on radio? Well, the number to call, write this number down. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Now, all we ask is that you mention your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And remember, any question is fair game. Some people say, well, I don't want to ask a question because it's kind of stupid. But remember that some of the stupid questions are the most profound questions of all. For example, there was a plague that hit London, not the coronavirus plague, but the Black Plague, back in the year 1666. There was a young gentleman, 26 years old, who was sent back from college. He had nothing to do, so he walked around his estate and he saw an apple fall. And then he looked up and he saw the moon. And then he asked a stupid question. Why doesn't the moon fall? If an apple falls, why doesn't the moon fall? And then he realized that one of the greatest insights of modern times, he realized that the moon does fall, like an apple. It obeys the same laws of gravity that pull us to the ground. And why doesn't it hit the Earth? Because it spins around the Earth in a circle, like an object in orbit. And then Newton wrote down the law of gravitation, which in turn helped to set into motion the Industrial Revolution with the coming of mechanics. So in other words, a quote, stupid question, actually changed the course of world history. It laid the foundation for the Industrial Revolution. So in other words, if you have a dumb question, then give us a call. Because in science, there's nothing too dumb that can't be discussed rationally. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Maybe you're at the dinner table, and your kids ask you a dumb question from school, and it leaves you speechless. What do? You get to the phones and call that number, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's take the first listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, I am Jim Charleston, West Virginia, the radio station is WCHS. My question is that in your book, The Physics of the Impossible, you indicate that the closer an object travels to the speed of light, the flatter it gets and the heavier it gets. And I wonder why that is. Thank you.
Well, when you discuss relativity theory, everything we know about common sense goes out the window. Common sense says that if you weigh, let's say, 150 pounds, and you travel in a car, your weight doesn't change at all. You're still 150 pounds. Whether you go up, down, sideways, 150 pounds is 150 pounds. And your size and your width remains the same. Your body shape doesn't change just because you're in a car. Well, along comes Einstein, who says that all this is wrong. Because the speed of light is a constant, no matter where you look, no matter how fast you go. But you see, common sense says that there's nothing special about light. You can go faster than light just by hitting the accelerator. Wrong. Einstein came up with this revolutionary idea that the speed of light is unique in the universe. It is the ultimate velocity. But you see, if the speed of light is the ultimate velocity, that means that everything we use to measure space, time, length, width, everything we know has to be altered just so that the speed of light is constant. So in other words, let's say you're in a jet airplane and you have a laser gun, and you hit the laser gun on the jet plane. You would assume that the laser light is boosted by the speed of your jet. Nope. The speed of light is the same no matter which way you travel. Amazing. So if that's true, that means that everything you measure, your measuring sticks, your clocks, also have to be changed. And it turns out that your shape is flattened the faster you move. You become a pancake as you approach the speed of light, and you get heavier. Now, how much heavier do you get by traveling at a certain velocity? Well, the energy of motion has turned into mass to make you heavier. That's where the mass came from. It came from the energy of motion. Well, how much energy of motion turns into how much mass? Well, it's one line, E equals mc squared. In fact, that's how Einstein derived that equation, by calculating how much heavier you are by speeding up in a rocket ship. E equals mc squared is a direct consequence, a one-line consequence, of the fact that the speed of light is constant no matter which way you move. Now, you may say to yourself, well, this sounds stupid. I mean, come on, give me a break, right? No. If you don't believe me, look at the sun. Why does the sun shine? Precisely because the mass of hydrogen has turned into E, sunlight. And why do we have atomic bombs? Why do we have hydrogen bombs? Precisely because the mass of uranium and hydrogen has turned into E energy. So this simple observation that the speed of light is constant no matter which way you go, that simple observation unleashed the atomic age. That's why we understand what makes the star shine. That's how we understand what makes nuclear weapons. Why do we have nuclear power plants? Because E equals mc squared, which in turn is a one-line consequence of the fact that the speed of light is constant no matter where you go. Amazing. Violates common sense, but hey, Mother Nature does not care about your common sense. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Joe from WILK in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And my question is, does a spinning top have a different weight on a scale when it is in motion or at rest? And depending on that answer, would it matter if the middle of the top was filled with a liquid? Thank you, Dr. Kaku.
Okay, well, if I have a top and I spin it, the weight does not change. Now, of course, if you spin it close to the speed of light, then we have to put in relativistic corrections. But at ordinary velocities, if I spin a top, the weight remains the same. Now, let's say I put a liquid in that top. Same thing. It remains the same. And so the weight of a top does not change. However, if you accelerate the top in a forward direction, then the weight does change. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with questions and answers. This is your chance to ask that question that you've always wanted to ask by calling 612-564-8135.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the chance for you to get to the phones and give me a call at 612-564-8135. And have your thoughts heard on over 100 radio stations and the internet where you could raise that question. Well, before the break, we had a question about a spinning top. Does it get heavier when you spin it? And the answer is no. However, when you start to reach the speed of light, that's when things begin to change. So if you were to take that top and throw it in a straight line, it would get heavier. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that's crazy. Things get heavier the faster you move. And the answer is yes. Let me tell you a little story. When I was a grad student at Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, so many years ago, we heard a story about the fact that there was a cyclotron with a huge magnet that was built on the Berkeley campus by Professor Lawrence. Well, Lawrence was of the old school. Ernest Lawrence said, bah, humbug, Einstein can't be right. A rock is a rock is a rock, no matter how fast you throw it. And so he built this huge magnet to build a cyclotron to speed protons in a circle without relativity. He did not put into relativity into his equations. Well, they turned it on, and what happened? It didn't work. It was this gorgeous, gigantic magnet, and it did not propel protons correctly. It was a huge waste. Well, along comes World War II, so they used that magnet to enrich uranium, which of course does take advantage of relativity. So here's the irony, that we have a Nobel Prize winning physicist, Ernest Lawrence, who did not believe in relativity. He designs this huge atom smasher, and it doesn't work, because protons do get heavier the faster you move. And so they had to junk it, but then along comes World War II, and they had to use the magnet precisely according to Einstein's theory of relativity. So that's the irony, that you can deny relativity as much as you want, because it violates common sense, but the universe may not necessarily believe or care about your common sense. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Lance Sanders calling from Corpus Christi, Texas. So, if we're living in a three-dimensional universe with a fourth temporal dimension, why can we move through the three-dimensional plane but not move throughout the temporal dimension in multiple directions? That's my question.
Well, you ask a question that goes to the heart of relativity. You're right. Time is the fourth dimension, but it is the fourth temporal dimension, meaning that it is a little bit different from the other three directions. For example, when you're in elementary school or high school, you learn the Pythagorean theorem that A squared plus B squared equals C squared for a right triangle. So if I have a right triangle with sides A, B, and C, the relationship is given by A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. So the two dimensions of space, length and width, are pretty much the same thing. You can move left-right. You can move forward-backward. No problem. But you see, when you start to put in relativity, and you start to put in time, there's an extra minus sign that emerges in that equation. So you get A squared plus B squared minus T squared equals C squared. Now, what does that gibberish mean? It means that time is the fourth dimension, but it is not exactly like the other three. There's an extra minus sign in that equation. And if you try to move now, because of that extra minus sign, it does not allow you to go backwards. Now, you may say to yourself, well, gee, that's kind of a real downer, but that's the way special relativity is. Special relativity says that time is the fourth dimension, but you cannot go backwards in the fourth dimension because of that extra minus sign. Now, when you start to go to general relativity, then A squared, B squared, T squared become curved. Then you can start to go backwards in time. But that requires a black hole. So in other words, don't expect anyone to go backwards in time anytime soon. You would have to, according to Einstein's theory, have energy comparable to a black hole to take advantage of the general theory of relativity, in which case A squared plus B squared minus T squared are curved in the fourth dimension, making time travel possible. So in other words, don't get your hopes up. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, this is Stu listening to you on KFQD in Muldoon, Alaska. I heard you mention that a gyroscope inspired Einstein in some ways. I remembered what a gyroscope was kind of from a class I had, but I looked it up again. Could you explain to everybody why a gyroscope exists and why it inspired Einstein? I imagine the wheel in the middle continues turning regardless of how the stand is, if I remember right. That comment you had was very interesting. Could you please explain it in detail? Thank you.
Okay, well, I've interviewed a lot of Nobel Prize winners in the past, and I asked them, when you were a child, what was it that set you off in the direction of eventually becoming a scientist and winning the Nobel Prize? Well, different things inspire different people. I asked Steve Weinberg, who is the founder of modern quantum field theory, and he said that when he was in high school or junior high school, it was a chemistry kit. He loved playing with chemicals, but then he realized that what makes these chemicals work are atoms, so then he got interested in physics as a consequence. Isidore Rabi helped to build the atomic bomb, and he got interested in science by reading an astronomy book and realizing that there are other worlds out there that he couldn't see, but obviously exists. And for my friend, the late Heinz Pagels, it was a visit to the Hayden Planetarium in New York City, opening his eyes to a whole new world. And for Einstein, it was playing with these little toys, compasses, gyroscopes. Why did they fascinate him? Because he began to realize that they were forces that you could not see, that were invisible, but made things work. A compass needle, for example, spins, but you cannot see magnetism. Magnetism, of course, does exist. You can play with toys. Electricity does exist. But electromagnetism is not visible until it's in the optical region. But infrared, ultraviolet, they're outside the range of the human eye, and they're invisible. So he was fascinated by the fact that what you see is not necessarily real, that they are unseen forces that can determine the way things are. So if I have a gyroscope and I simply drop it at one point, it doesn't fall. It falls to the side and then begins to process in a circle, a horizontal circle. And so he began to realize that common sense is misleading. Common sense is only based on observation. But observations can trick you. And so he realized that a gyroscope obeys forces that are beyond the forces of common sense. And the same thing with a compass needle, that what moves the compass needle is something that's invisible, you cannot see, but is obviously there. And so some people say that, what is science? Science is what separates us from common sense. Common sense is your first impression, because it's based on what you know in the past. But your first impression is not necessarily real. It's only an approximation of what is real. And the same thing as I mentioned with relativity. When you approach the speed of light, you get heavier and you get flatter. That violates common sense. But that's because we rarely accelerate toward the speed of light. I mean, how many times do we travel at 186,282 miles per second? Never. And so our common sense is only an approximation to reality. And that's where science comes in. Science is the difference between reality and common sense. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, our website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A rare moment of unity in the Senate.
Officer Goodman is in the chamber tonight. Officer Goodman, thank you.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asking members to vote to give Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman the Congressional Gold Medal. Schumer made the motion to award him for his bravery during the Capitol riot. The decision to honor him came at the end of a question and answer session that wound down former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Just before that, his defense team presented their case. Mr. Trump chose to have his attorney Bruce Castor take on a reduced role after bipartisan criticism on the first day of the trial. He has since changed his demeanor.
Let us be clear. This trial is about far more than President Trump. It is about silencing and banning the speech the majority does not agree with.
This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government, but Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, once again, we're going to take your listener phone calls because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can pick up the phone and give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, we leave your name, call letters at the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. How many times have you been listening to the radio, watching a TV set, and something is mentioned that makes you wonder, what? Is that really true? How's that possible? But you're all alone. So what do? Nothing. You simply forget about it. Well, I say, why forget about it? Why not call a scientist on radio? 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And go to my website. Find out what I'm up to. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. We have about 4 million fans on Facebook. So find out what all the excitement is about. Give us a call. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Tim, and I listen to you regularly on 98.7 Keys in Corpus Christi, Texas. My question is this. I'm a religious person. I'm a Christian. But I also, know that the mysteries of this earth are designed to be solved through science. But my question is, in your career, how have you explained the relationship between religion and science? Because I don't believe that they are just inherently opposite. I'd love to hear your take. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me give it a try. You know, Galileo, several hundred years ago, was asked that very same question when he was put on trial for heresy. And his predecessor, Giordano Bruno, was actually burned at the stake, burned alive in the streets of Rome for talking about the possibility of life in outer space. And so they told Galileo, under pain of death, they said, remember what we did to Bruno? We burned him alive. And they demanded that Galileo recant what he talked about science. So what was Galileo's response? Well, in a letter, he says that the purpose of science is to determine how the heavens go. The purpose of religion is to determine how to go to heaven. So in other words, they're complementary. In other words, science is about natural law, the laws of nature that we see around us. That's what science is all about, to try to understand and explain and maybe harness the laws of nature. While religion is about ethics, it's about how to be a good person. It's about treating others like you would have them treat you. It's about how to behave. It's about how to go to heaven. So he didn't see any direct contradiction between science, which is the science of natural law, and also religion. Now, this debate, of course, is not just confined to the Renaissance of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. It's universal. Every society has to come to grips with this. For example, take a look at the Muslim countries 1,000 years ago. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the relationship between science and religion. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is your chance to give us a call and get online. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to ask that question or make a comment on Science Fantastic. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to. Okay, well, before the break, we had a question about the relationship between science and religion. And I mentioned the fact that, well, if you were a Martian and you were to visit the Earth 1,000 years ago, which nation do you think would rise up to dominate the planet? Well, if you take a look at what happened to Europe, you would say, nah, no way. The Europeans were involved with the Inquisition, burning witches and burning warlocks and heretics. And take a look at China. China was rising with the invention of the compass, writing, the printing press, gunpowder. And look at the Muslim nations. They had algebra. Al, of course, means the in Arabic. Algebra is an Arabic word. Look at the names of the stars, Algol, Altair, all Arabic. So when the Roman Empire fell apart, which civilization carried on much of the knowledge of the Roman Empire? And that is the Arabs and the Muslims. And then the question is, if you were a Martian landing on the Earth, which nation do you think would rise? Well, you'd say, hands down, China and the Muslim countries, because of the fact that Europe is mired in inquisitions and burning witches. But what happened? What happened then was there was a debate, a long-standing debate within the Muslim countries about science and religion. There were some people who said that we should not study science because Allah could change nature any time He wishes. Just with a stroke of a pen or with a nod, all of a sudden the laws of nature can be changed, so it's worthless. Worthless to discover natural law because they can be changed by Allah. The other side said no. Natural law glorifies Allah. It shows you the beauty and the elegance of the law set into motion by Allah. Therefore, we should study Allah because that's His word. Well, what happened was, over the centuries, the first group gained sway over the Arabic Empire. And so science became a secondary, tertiary consideration, relegated to the back rooms, and all that knowledge gradually fell into disuse, and that began the decline, the gradual decline of the Muslim Empire. While Europe, after 1,000 years of darkness and burning witches, After 1,000 years of inquisitions and show trials, they finally began to realize that, hey, maybe natural law does have something to say about the universe. And so Martians, 1,000 years ago, landing on the Earth, would have to revise their opinion, because ultimately, the nations of the world which rose to the challenge were those nations that embraced science. The Chinese, by the way, had a similar debate. In the 1400s, they had a huge fleet of ships that sailed the ocean blue, went all the way to Africa, and was basically looking for potential rivals to the Chinese Empire. Well, they couldn't find any, and so according to legend, the Emperor of China, discouraged that his fleet of ships could not find anything useful, burned the boats. The largest fleet of ships for the next 300 years was burned to the ground and fell into disuse because the Chinese said, there's nothing out there. We're number one. Well, you're not number one forever. And so the lesson I'm trying to raise is simple. Science is about natural law. Do you want to use natural law in order to create prosperity, raise the standard of living of people, educate people to the way things are? Or are you going to get mired in obscure religious conflicts about how many angels can dance on a pinhead and things like that? And so the nations of the world which rose to the challenge are those nations which embrace science and technology. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call. Oh, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to go back to taking listener phone calls. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And ask that question that's always been bothering you, but you never have the opportunity. Well, here's the opportunity to get on national radio, to get on the internet, and ask that question.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on radio, if you want to get on the internet and ask that question that's always haunted you, then the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Joyce. I listen to WCHS, and my question is, what is a star made of, and how far away is the closest one? Also, are the ones we are seeing really burned out?
Okay, well, let's talk about stars and the nearest stars to the planet Earth. First of all, we know almost everything about stars, and how do we do that? Well, we look for indirect signals from stars called sunlight. If you take sunlight and run it through a prism, you get a rainbow. This was shown by Isaac Newton hundreds of years ago. But if you analyze the rainbow very carefully, you can find lines, black lines, that are the fingerprint of chemicals inside the sun. And so when the electrons dance inside an atom inside the sun, it releases a rainbow with certain lines inside, and by identifying the lines as like a fingerprint, you can identify the chemical composition of what causes the sunlight. We also see this on CSI television. When a crime is committed, like mud on somebody's shoe, and you want to know where the mud came from, you heat up the mud until it fluoresces, you run the light through a prism, and the prism then reveals these lines, which then say, bingo, here's oxygen, here's hydrogen, here's nitrogen. So when you do the same thing for the sun, bingo, you find out the sun is made out of hydrogen. And then there's another element there called helium, which was actually first discovered in the sun. Helium is a rather very rare element on the Earth. So scientists found there was this contaminant in the sun, this new substance discovered in the sun. So it was called sun metal. Helium means sun metal. Now we know, of course, that helium is not a metal, it's a gas, so they made a mistake. But the name stuck. And so when hydrogen burns at a very high temperature, millions and millions of degrees, it fuses to release energy by E equals mc squared, and that's why stars shine. Stars originally are maybe like a light year across in dust. Gravity begins to compress this dust cloud. The dust cloud begins to spin. And in temperatures, as temperatures rise, as the dust cloud is squeezed, and it reaches 10 to, let's say, 100 million degrees, then bingo, it starts to fluoresce. Now, the closest star to the Earth is the triple star system, the Alpha Centauri system. Three stars that are about a little over 4 light years away. So it would take over 4 years for light to go from the Earth all the way out to the Alpha Centauri system. And believe it or not, we now know that one of the stars in this triple star system is Earth-like. And that's causing a lot of excitement, realizing that the closest star to the Earth, that is the Alpha Centauri system, has Earth-like planets that maybe, just maybe, we might be able to visit. There's a program called Breakthrough Starshot, backed by billionaires, and they want to build the first starship. Not the way you see it on Star Trek. No, they want to make tiny little computer chips, boost them to near the speed of light by shooting laser beams at them, and having these computer chips by the thousands then race toward Alpha Centauri. Each chip has a radio and a sensor, and as it approaches the stars, it radios back the information to the Earth. So here is a way in which we might be able actually to have the first starship just within the next, who knows, 50 years. And it's being backed by billionaires who really want to know what's out there. And so, yes, we do know quite a bit about stars. In fact, when I was in grad school at Berkeley years ago, my roommate was an astronomy major, and he would actually, quote, put a star in the computer in the morning and have the computer evolve the star using known equations. And by the afternoon, he could see how the star survived its life history. So in other words, we know almost everything about stars. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name's Bruce Vogel, calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, on KFBX. And I would like to know if they've figured out where on the globe the moon was taken out of when it separated from the Earth. Thank you very much. Enjoy listening to you.
Okay, well, the Earth and the solar system is about 4.6 billion years old. Now, the moon, we think, was blown out of the Earth about 4.1 billion years ago when an asteroid about the size of Mars plowed into the Earth and then hurled a huge chunk of the crust and the mantle of the Earth into outer space. Eventually, that chunk of dirt in outer space coalesced to give us the moon. Now, there's a debate among geologists as to exactly where this took place. What was the angle of the impact? We think that the collision was not a direct hit. It was a glancing blow. And we know that by looking at the chemical composition of the Earth and the moon. Believe it or not, moon rock is almost identical to Earth rock. Because, of course, the moon came out of the Earth. But exactly where was the impact? We don't know. Okay? There's many theories about that. But that is a big mystery that I would like to know, exactly where the moon came from when it was blown out of the Earth about 4.1 billion years ago. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. You've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and you can see exactly how you could get on Science Fantastic and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.